Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20 is our passage today. This day I call the heavens and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The sovereign God gives us choices. Through his word, he clearly explains the two roads we can take. One leads to eternal death, the other to eternal life. He desires that we choose the path that leads to life. This choice not only produces blessings for us, but for our children after us. The life that God offers is found in him. For the Lord is your life, this passage says. He sent his son to provide that life for us. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it to its full. Through Jesus, we can love God. We can hear his voice, hold fast to him. It is Jesus who brings us to the Father and keeps us there. A personal relationship with God comes only through Jesus Christ. So here's the question. What road are you on? Are you headed to the destination of death or life? Have you trusted in Jesus as the only one who can place you into a loving and personal and eternal relationship with God? If not, I encourage you to pray this prayer. Now, I got to tell you, simply praying this prayer will not save you, but if you have a true desire to know God, let this prayer be your guide. Dear God, I know that I'm on the wrong path. I admit that I'm a sinner on the road headed away from you. I want to turn around. I want to journey with you on the road to eternal life. I know I can't do that by myself. I know that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. And right now, I trust in Jesus as the only one who can provide true life, the life that is found in you. I trust in Jesus as the one who did for me what I cannot do for myself. I trust in Jesus as the only one who can place me in an eternal relationship with you. Today I trust in Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen.